This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, September 16th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. House GOP going after tailpipe standards. Lawmakers seek to fix AIR's relending program. And USDA continues to probe of listeria outbreak. GOP forcing vote on EVs. House Republicans this week will put a focus on a key part of Biden administration climate policy former President Donald Trump is promising to undo if he wins the White House. GOP leaders are teeing up a vote on a Congressional Review Act resolution aimed at electric vehicles. Specifically, they're going after EPA tailpipe emission standards, which, while not mandating sales of EVs by 2032, would likely require that most new vehicles sold be electric. The ethanol industry worries the standards will slash demand for the biofuel. Keep in mind, the vote is largely symbolic because President Joe Biden would veto the resolution if it were to get to his desk. Still, the vote could put some rural and swing district Democrats on the hot seat. For more on this week's agenda in D.C., including the latest on the farm bill, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. KC Summit looks at ag economy. AgriPulse and the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City are presenting their annual Ag Outlook Forum today. Featured speakers will include USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer, Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Dalen Hawk, Head of RCIS for Zurich, North America, and Tim Glenn, Executive Vice President of Corteva AgriScience Seed Business Unit. Lawmakers propose update to AIR's property relending program. Representatives Jasmine Crockett of Texas and Alma Adams of North Carolina are proposing updates to the AIR's property relending program, noting that not a single dollar has been loaned out to a producer since the program's creation in 2018. The program is intended to help producers navigate legal complications stemming from the death of a landowner without a will. The community development financial institutions, which are in charge of getting money to producers, receive the funds as a 1% loan from USDA, the representatives note in a one-pager. But CDFIs, quote, have found that they are unable to pay back the loan and cover administrative costs without charging such high interest rates to the producers that no one would use the program. The lawmakers are introducing a bill to allow lenders to use funds to cover administrative costs outright. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA continues listeria outbreak investigation. U.S. Department of Agriculture is continuing its investigation into the cause of a listeria outbreak that has killed 9 people, even as Boar's Head closed the plant linked to the outbreak. The closure of this facility was a business decision, said a USDA spokesperson in a statement. However, despite the closure, USDA's investigation into factors that contributed to this outbreak, including but not limited to an in-depth look at other Boar's Head facilities, will continue in the interest of best protecting public health. On Friday, Boar's Head announced it would indefinitely close its Jarrett, Virginia plant and stop making liverwurst products. The plant and the product were linked to a listeria outbreak that has resulted in 9 deaths and at least 57 illnesses. USDA records also show the Jarrett plant had about 69 food safety violations between August 1, 2023 to this August 2nd. The company said it did not take the decision lightly, but added that plant closure is the most prudent course. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union said it had reached an agreement with the company that will provide our members with the opportunity to transfer to other Boar's Head facilities or to accept a severance package well above and beyond what is required under the law. Bayer notches win in Philadelphia Roundup case. Bayer got a favorable verdict late last week when a Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas jury found that a Pennsylvania man's cancer did not result from his use of Roundup. The jury's verdict in favor of the company marks the 14th favorable outcome in the last 20 trials, and it validates the company's strategy of taking cases to trial based on strong scientific and regulatory evidence, Bayer said in a statement. The attorney for plaintiff Ryan Young told the Philadelphia Inquirer he was disappointed of the verdict, but noted that the jury did send a message to Monsanto that Roundup is defective. Bayer also said it was actively working to apply a federal Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruling to other Roundup cases and looks forward to presenting its arguments as fully embraced by the Third Circuit at trial courts, appellate courts, and in the U.S. Supreme Court. Reagan administration officials endorse Harris. 17 alumni of the Reagan administration, including a former high-ranking USDA official, endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Robert Thompson, a senior staff economist at the Council of Economic Advisors and Assistant Secretary for Economics at USDA, is among those who signed a statement saying the election is, quote, a choice between integrity and demagoguery, and the choice must be Harris-Walz. In addition, they said, the choice between the truth and lies demands support for Harris-Walz. Thompson is a professor emeritus of ag policy at the University of Illinois. The Harris campaign says an addition to the 17 officials announced on Saturday, 230 former Republican staffers who served Republican presidents and presidential campaigns, and 12 Republican former White House lawyers have endorsed her. Here's today's final word. You go into some of these negotiations and sometimes you're going to have to do higher tariffs. Sometimes you might be able to do lower tariffs, but I don't think you should go in saying you're going to do exactly this on every country. You use that as a part of the negotiation. That vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance saying on CBS Face the Nation that former President Donald Trump's tariff proposals should be seen as a negotiating tactic. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, September 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Elliott.